All of us at AvWeb hope you had a wonderful 4th of July weekend, and welcome into our audiocast for Monday, July 7th, 2008, from AvWeb, the Internet's general aviation news service and magazine, brought to you by Aviation Safety, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention. It's been a rough year for those who fly medevac aircraft, and the Association of Air Medical Services is hoping a series of initiatives will refocus operators on safety. AvWeb's Russ Niles spoke with Chris Easley about what can be done to improve safety in one of the most challenging flying environments.
A tragic week in your industry this week. What are we doing about it, Chris?
Well, the Association of Air Medical Services is certainly saddened and bereaved by the loss, and we have been working very closely with the FAA, coordinating a meeting here in Washington within the next week or so with our CEO and aviation management component, working collaboratively with the FAA. The association has also been supportive of a bill in the House of Representatives, H.R. 3939, that would operationalize in a practical manner some of the NTSB recommendations made in the NTSB's safety report on air medical services back in 2006.
Do we know anything more about what happened in Flagstaff? We know that two medevac helicopters came together near a hospital, but do we have any more information on what the cause was?
Aside from the reports that we've been getting in the newspapers, the association has no further information on the causal factors or issues that occurred during the accident.
The irony is not lost on anyone that saving people's lives is a dangerous business. What sort of things are you going to talk about at your meeting to make this safer for the people who are involved?
Certainly there are risks in transportation and in healthcare interventions. What we want to discuss is mitigating those risks. The associations work closely with the FAA and our aviation community on several different approaches and several different interventions over the last few years as part of a larger helicopter EMS safety task force. We continue down that path and obviously looking at how to mitigate those risks in the delivery of air medical transport. We've done things like the air medical resource management, and coordinated that with the FAA in the form of a advisory circular. We've also worked very closely on operational control changes and new initiatives to operation specifications in order to strengthen and sort of standardize operational control procedures, not just in the air medical community, but in the air charter community and air taxi sector as a whole. We've also been working very closely on developing standards or minimum, best practices in the air medical community for risk assessments and determining the risks involved in a flight and coordinating those risks with communication specialists and aviation management and getting more information to the pilots to improve decision-making before takeoff and during flight. And in a broader sense, the association's been working very closely with the International Helicopter Safety Team and our federal partners and the United States Congress in trying to improve low-altitude aviation infrastructure. We've been very successful with the helicopter EMS weather tool that was developed by the National Center for Atmospheric Research in coordination with the FAA. In trying to fill in the gaps in low-altitude weather reporting, specifically ceiling and visibility reporting in those areas for off-airport operations where you'll find most of your low-altitude helicopter operations, not just air medical, but also search and rescue and law enforcement.
Okay, well, besides the meeting that you're coordinating, there are a couple of events coming up. You've got a summit, safety summit in Dallas on July 25th. What's going to happen there?
We are working on the safety summit in coordination with the professional associations involved in air medical transport, the National EMS Pilots Association, the Air and Surface Transport Nurses Association, the International Association of Flight Paramedics, and National Association of Air Medical Communication Specialists, and the Air Medical Physicians Association. Those all have appropriate acronyms, which I usually make that quicker. But we are coordinating with them and really looking closely at safety culture and looking closely at how, in the process of working together to perform the air medical mission, we can help to mitigate those risks. So we look at this in two ways. We look at external interventions and how we can work together with the FAA, the larger Department of Transportation, and the United States Congress in sort of outside interventions. And we also want to look internally and find ways to improve crew management, crew training, and internal interventions to prevent these tragedies. The association believes strongly that one accident is far too many, and certainly a group of accidents and an increase in the number of accidents is unacceptable, and we cannot continue down that path. So in the same way, we've become an intricate part of the healthcare system in most parts of the country, successfully perform hundreds of thousands of patient transports per year. So it's an essential service. It's a service that we know is a positive intervention in the healthcare world, and we continue to provide, but we need to mitigate those risks in providing it. And like I said, both internally and externally.
Well, part of that internal process is an interesting idea, a rolling safety stand down. Now, the Air Force has these every once in a while. When they have a spate of accidents, they'll shut down operations for 24 hours and concentrate on safety. Obviously, you can't do that. So how's this going to work?
It is a problem in our community that you can't simply shut down services. Like I said, the air medical transport is a critical part of the healthcare system. Simply turning it off would cause innumerable issues with the critically ill and injured. So when we say rolling safety stand down, we obviously want our members to take a very serious look at their own safety cultures, their and their programs. A hard look at their safety protocols and, frankly, mitigate any or get rid of altogether any complacencies in their safety programs. By a rolling safety stand down, we mean that we want to make sure that those healthcare districts and those areas remain covered. So we're calling on our members to coordinate with their fellow air medical programs to make sure that those areas flight requests are met to the best of their ability, while taking some time with their crews to take a really hard look at their internal safety programs.
Okay, well, it sounds like you've got pretty much all of this covered. Our thoughts with the families and the people that know the people in Flagstaff. Terrible situation.
Absolutely, Russ, and we certainly appreciate the ability to come on and talk to you. And like you said, our thoughts and prayers are with those families and their friends and crews there in Flagstaff.
And today's report was brought to you by Aviation Safety, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention. Learn more at aviationsafetymagazine.com. And for breaking general aviation news, log on as always to www.avweb.com.